Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association. Missouri produces wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details on the variety of products made in the state are at choosewood.com.
It's Wednesday, April 3rd. This is The Gateway. I'm Brian Mulmaine. The fur industry is one of the oldest trades in Missouri, but those who practice it are concerned about its future.
We can't continue as a sport if we don't educate the new kids on how to do it properly, how to use their equipment, and the ethics that go along with it.
We'll get a report from the annual Missouri Fur Auction coming up in just a few minutes. St. Louis area voters have approved two Metropolitan Sewer District ballot measures. 79% of voters in St. Louis and St. Louis County voted yes on Proposition W, which authorizes a $750 million bond issue to pay for federally mandated sewer improvements. That measure will raise customers' sewer bills by about $7 per month. Proposition S received 57% yes votes. That measure will raise property taxes to fund more than 500 sewer improvement projects over the next 20 years. The owner of a $200,000 house in the district will see property taxes go up by about $28 per year. Proposition S came in response to severe flash flooding in the area in July 2022. Meanwhile, across the state, voters in Jackson County resoundingly rejected a stadium sales tax that would have been crucial to fund a new ballpark for the Kansas City Royals and renovations at Arrowhead Stadium. As Salisa Kalakal reports, the results follow weeks of intense campaigning.
The ballot measure to repeal and replace the 3/8-cent stadium sales tax failed, 58% to 42%. Magda Workmeister is a leader with Casey Tenants, one of the groups that opposed the stadium tax.
There's a lot of folks in the Vote No campaign who love our sports teams, but we don't love being threatened.
Royals owner John Sherman said he respects the results.
We're deeply disappointed, as we are steadfast in our belief that Jackson County is far better off with the Chiefs and the Royals.
The Royals and Chiefs poured $3 million into the Vote Yes campaign. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
The St. Louis County Administration Building must be updated to stay in compliance with Clayton City codes. County Executive Sam Page urged the County Council to act now at a press conference Tuesday. The building needs a fire sprinkler system before the end of 2027. If not, the county will face fines of $1,000 per day. Page says the council has three options: invest in new sprinklers, lease a government space, or build a new administrative and public safety structure. The council has not voted on a proposal to bring to voters in November.
It's just not responsible to put this on the ballot without moving forward with bond counsel and with time to communicate with the residents of St. Louis County so they understand what's in front of us.
The council has yet to decide on a plan, despite knowing about the issue since 2016. Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer is backing a former state senator from Columbia in the hotly contested race to succeed him. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on why the decision is not a surprise.
During an appearance on the Columbia-based radio program Wake Up Mid-Missouri, Lutkemeyer said he would endorse former state senator Kurt Schaefer in the 3rd District congressional race. Lutkemeyer and Schaefer are close allies, and the incumbent's backing could be a boost in a race to represent parts of central and eastern Missouri. Lutkemeyer was unlikely to support former Senator Bob Onder, especially since the two ran against each other in a bitter and expensive GOP primary for Congress in 2008. In a statement, Onder says, quote, "I look forward to earning the endorsement of the people of the 3rd District in August and November." I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Solar energy is increasing quickly in both Missouri and Illinois. That's according to a new report from Climate Central, a nonprofit that researches climate issues. Senior data analyst Jen Brady says the U.S. has seen more than a 700% increase in solar generation in the last decade.
We're seeing growth, and you know, we expect different states to be at different paces, but just to see people continuing to increase is a great sign.
Wind has been more of a mixed bag. Last year, there was a decline in wind generation nationally and locally. That was partially due to slower than normal wind speeds in the summer. Illinois increased its wind capacity in 2023, so it could generate more if the weather cooperates. The fur industry has a long history in the state of Missouri, and while it looks different now, it's still around. Rebecca Smith recently went to the annual Missouri Fur Auction and brings us this look at fur trapping's role in the community and in conservation.
6-year-old Colt Comer is one of the youngest people in sight. As older folks grab a cup of coffee or chow down on a plate of biscuits and gravy, he's brushing beaver pelts, prepping them for sale at the annual Missouri Fur Auction.
Fun to be outside?
Yeah, but the worst thing is when you fall in the water.
When you fall in the water?
He's been fur trapping for a little more than a year now, alongside his father, Jared, and one of their elderly neighbors.
He's in his upper 80s, and he wanted to pass on the heritage and how to do it, and we started helping him, and then it's led into we're trapping all on our own now.
Now, trapping has a long history in Missouri. According to the Missouri Department of Conservation, both Native Americans and early settlers in the state helped to make Missouri the hub of the Western fur trade for many years. But it has seen a sharp decline as anti-fur activism has grown.
To be able to pass this down to my kids means everything to me.
As the morning rolls on, more than 100 people arrive at the Montgomery County Fairground with pelts of fur-bearing animals, like raccoons, otters, and coyotes. Most of them are members of the Missouri Fur Trappers Association, which hosts the auction.
Our main goal is continued education.
That's Charles Samuels. He's the president of the organization and has been a member for 37 years. He began trapping as a kid to make a little pocket money.
We can't continue as a sport if we don't educate the new kids on how to do it properly, how to use their equipment, and the ethics that go along with it.
This code of ethics includes things like avoiding overharvesting, using humane traps and dispatching or killing animals quickly and painlessly, utilizing as much of the animal as possible, and following all state regulations, including checking traps every single day.
I was surprised the number of people that actually thought that trap caused the animal a lot of pain. It doesn't. It just holds him there till you get there in the morning.
Trapping is also a traditional method of population control. Steve Kistner is a Missouri conservation agent in Callaway County. He's been to most of the auctions since 2012.
We are the primary management of these animals. We may help maintain them at a healthy level.
He says since the demand for raccoon pelts has declined, due in part to international trade tariffs with Russia and China, trappers have been catching fewer, which he says has led to many calls to the Missouri Department of Conservation for more human-animal conflicts, like raccoons moving into someone's attic.
While nature will control it, nature doesn't always control it as pretty. You look at disease, you look at roadkill.
Kistner says while trapping is a, quote, consumptive act, at the end of the day, there's a reason for it. People are using a skill that was passed down to them. They're utilizing the animals they catch, or they're protecting their livestock. And if done well and ethically, he adds, it can actually benefit Missouri and the health of its animal populations. Back at the auction, Jared and Colt Comer walk around collecting the money they've made from selling their furs. They brought in about $600. Jared says he was pleased to see that prices were up a bit this year.
I'm already thinking that next year I'm going to try to catch more coons now that we see an uptick in the market.
But for now, that $600 is going into a bank account for 6-year-old Colt, which he can put towards his future, or more likely, towards some new traps. I'm Rebecca Smith.
This story is part of a collaboration with Missouri Business Alerts. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Brian Moline.
Support comes from Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to sustainable and sound conservation of the state's forests, which support more than 41,000 Missouri jobs, resulting in a $10 billion industry. ChooseWood.com.